Let's bring in Stephen Miller, White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy and Homeland Security Advisor. Stephen, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
You know, with regard to this yelling and screaming about Elon Musk and the fact that he is unelected, explain how you see the legal basis for him to have the right to do everything that he is doing in asking these different agencies to open up their books.
The Democrat use of the term unelected is really quite remarkable here. Donald Trump was elected in an overwhelming landslide. These are Donald Trump staffers. In the sense, it's like saying that Mike Walls, the national security advisor, is unelected, or Susie Wiles, the chief of staff, is unelected, or Donald Trump's communications team is unelected. This is presidential staff that serves at the pleasure and for the president, just as I do. I am a staffer for the president of the United States. He is elected. He is the one the American people have chosen to implement his agenda. This is the agenda the American people voted for that he is asking his staff, his subordinates, his employees to implement. The unelected power in this country is the rogue bureaucracy. USAID is unelected. The FBI that persecuted President Trump for 8 years is unelected. The CIA and those who have laundered intelligence to try to change the foreign policy of the United States are unelected. President Trump is restoring democracy by controlling the federal bureaucracy. There is one man in the country who is elected by the whole American people to implement an agenda they support. That is the president. Every other officer in this country, members of Congress and senators, are elected at the state or local level.
Let me ask you,
Constitution puts one man in charge of the federal executive branch. And that's the president.
I understood. And all of these people serve at his behest and have been appointed. With regard to where the DOGE effort goes next, tell me what you think the plan is for the Pentagon and for Medicaid, which we know does have a lot of waste in it. Does the president intend to go after Medicaid and find waste there and cut it?
Well, the president is going to direct his staff, which includes DOGE, which includes me, which includes the Domestic Policy Council, to go and look for waste, fraud, and abuse in every part of the federal government. I mean, for example, we have Medicaid going to illegal aliens. Illegal aliens. Who the heck wants federal taxpayer dollars to subsidize free health care for illegals? Yeah, that's got to be shut down. And if we have foreign nationals who don't belong here stealing federal benefits or scammers stealing federal benefits, of course you want that shut down. And as far as the Pentagon is concerned, we want the most lethal and effective fighting force in the world. We certainly don't want any graft. Mm-hmm. We certainly don't want any corruption. We certainly don't want anyone inflating contracts or taking 10 years to do something that should happen in 1 year. Yeah. We want maximum value for the taxpayer. President Trump is a businessman, a business titan, who has made a living for decades, finding cost savings, delivering projects ahead of schedule under budget. And now he is our president. He is the leader of this country, and he is going to deliver radical cost savings for the American people, which is what they voted for.
Yeah,
and how many campaign speeches did he say he was going to cut federal spending?
About seeing how worked up Democrats are about protecting, for example, the Department of Education, which has been a failure, an abject failure in its mission, which was to help kids at the lower end of the academic range to catch up. And they've spent $1 trillion doing that, as we just said in the prior segment. And that would be considered, I think, by anyone's measure, a failure. Let me ask you a specific question, Stephen, about the number we're seeing, 45,000 have accepted the package to leave federal government employment. You can tell me if that number has increased. After this expires at midnight on Monday, this offer for 8 months of paid vacation at the end of this term of their term, Will it go to layoffs if people refuse to come back to the office? What comes next?
Well, of course, if people refuse to come back to the office, they're going to be laid off. I mean, why would federal taxpayers be subsidizing Netflix watching at home for so-called federal workers? In other words, how can you call yourself a federal worker if you never show up at the office? We have these giant cavernous office buildings in Washington, D.C., carved out of marble, stone, and granite, in the Greek classical style, some of the most gorgeous buildings on earth. Mm-hmm. The taxpayers fund it, they pay for, they upkeep, they provide electricity to, and no one's showing up. And what are they doing at home? Watching their favorite streaming shows? It's crazy. Of course they have to get back into the office because they work for everyone watching me today.
Well, they've had a and very good gig, Stephen. I mean, it's pretty tough to pull the plug on. It's going to be a real shock to the system, I think, for a lot of these people. And we know that Joe Biden tried to make sure that they could stay home through 2026. That was a public statement that he made on all of this. You know,
yeah, it's a giant con.
As you look at now, there's lawsuits that are being launched about Elon Musk. It's very interesting to me that the focus is on him. It is not on President Trump, who is instructing what Doge is carrying out. But it's really very focused on him. How is the relationship holding up between Elon Musk and President Trump? And obviously, they're trying to get under his skin when they put Elon Musk behind the Resolute desk on the cover of Time.
President Trump is grateful to Elon Musk and every staffer who's implementing his orders and directives as the leader of the free world to restore our democracy, to make the federal bureaucracy that has answered to no one for decades answer to the American people. So when Americans vote for Donald Trump, they're saying, we want to implement your policies. We want to implement your agenda. We want your agenda to be the agenda that's executed across the federal government. And so bureaucrats who say no, that's attacking democracy. Bureaucrats who refuse to follow the policies of the president are literally sabotaging the entire American system of government. There's no fourth branch called the unelected lifetime bureaucracy. We are witnessing the salvation of democracy in real time. They're not by the Constitution. It exists
exactly.
In reality.
The
Constitution says three branches of government. You have the legislative, you have the judicial, you have the executive. This is schoolhouse rock. You learn this in elementary school. A lot of bureaucrats around here don't understand that. President Trump does, and he has overwhelming support for his agenda. Since he came into office, he has issued executive orders to reopen American energy to drive down prices. He has sealed the southern border. Border crossing has plummeted 90%. He has restored safety. He has restored security. He has restored stability. And he is slashing the wasteful federal bureaucracy to achieve a degree of accountability that we have never before seen in our lives. And this is just a few weeks in. Can you imagine, Martha, what is coming next?
We'll be covering it. And it has been truly fascinating. I have covered six presidential terms. And the speed and the preparedness of this process that happened, obviously, in the transition and that we're watching roll out is something amazing to cover just in terms of its magnitude. So everybody's on the edge of their seat watching all of this, and the pushback is not surprising, as you noted, but we'll see where this goes. As we've said, there's going to be lawsuits, and I'm sure you all were expecting that.
Radical left is going to hate, but the American people are going to win.
Stephen Miller, thank you very much. Looks like a beautiful
day
at the White House. Happy Friday. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
Happy Friday.